Hey all, so we'll upload my videos when I get home, but just wanted to talk about my rides on the way home so I don't forget. So, rides were super duper 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 duper, yay. Maybe, haven't watched the video yet. Sometimes you're like, yay, oh no, what was that? Or maybe that's just me. So, I rode Jive first. And it was very, very interesting. So my biggest block is me, my personality to rush, my personality to not stick to the rules, my personality to, yeah, it's good enough, let's go. So I'm well, well aware of my shortcomings and fighting my demons and fighting my natural inclination is very tiring for me. And reframe that. I'm not gonna say it's tiring, it's just challenging, it's just different. So I get on and I have to walk on a loose rein, which is also challenging for me because I would rather just pick up the reins and go. So I literally, you'll see me, I just I'm constantly looking at my watch going, when is 10 minutes up? When is 10 minutes up? When is 10 minutes up? Then finally we can go. And again, I have to work on that mindset. Finally, we can go to the good stuff. I need to find the joy and the peace in the rules and in the process, which is always extremely hard for me. I am not a process-driven human. Phil, very process-driven human. Me, outcome-driven human. So anyway, trotting, and I don't know if you've ever had this before. I've had this my entire riding career since I first had my first riding lesson and was trying to get my horse to do, you know, go on the bit in trot or do a trot canter transition. An intense fear as when I trot off, I go, oh shit, horse doesn't feel like it did in my lesson. I must be doing something wrong. Oh shit, I'll never find it. So, hello, you voice, not needed right now. So again, I just went, okay, I'm just going. It's you know, and it's not meant to feel great on the first drive. That's just me sabotaging me with these really, really false high expectations. So I just started the trot and, you know, what did I feel? I felt him behind the leg. I felt the contact not good. Everything was just not good. Yeah, so the contact felt nothing in my hand, really airy-fairy, and how else physical words to describe it, very uneven, sometimes too much in the left, sometimes too much in the right, and it felt like he wasn't going forward, it felt like I should kick him, but I knew I couldn't kick, and I knew I couldn't just ignore the uneven contact, so I just went to work. Using my body, rising faster, one slap of a kick, you know, with the full leg if I felt like I needed it, and then legs off, leave him alone, keep my rise big, and then making sure that my hands were in the positive contact and playing with the positive contact out there to get the even contact and get the balance. I listened to Alicia's half halt video for the new DI. She's been begging me to do it for weeks and I've been putting it off. And I went, and I had a really cool epiphany. I went, oh, well, it'd be nice if someone had told me that. So that was really, really helpful. And what that was, you know, riding your horse over that narrow bridge the entire time. Not ride your horse over the bridge, give and relax for a stride. Ride your horse over the bridge, give and relax for a stride, which tended to be my pattern. So I was really enjoying exploring the game of holding the horse in a balance across the narrow bridge, in a like holding it without holding it. Because if you pull back and force or hold, that's not going to work. So holding it without holding it is the best way I can explain. So out there in front of you with the positive contact, keeping everything but not holding everything. So easy, isn't it? But yeah, I was really enjoying playing with that, and yay, I started to feel, you know, adding my circles for suppleness and started to feel the horse come into the contact. So thank God I rode Jive first, because he's best schoolmaster ever, and I could really feel that the contact got, I don't want to say the word heavier because it's not heavy, it's just filled up. You know, he was filling up into my hand. And I could feel sometimes I'd have a tendency to come back with the negative contact. And then he would be strong. But then as soon as I would give and do the positive contact and find it out there, that's when he could come into the contact, come up with his back. And then all of a sudden the forward was there and he was going off my seat as well. So I went, oh. And then I could shorten my rein. So when I first started trotting, I was like, oh, it's not good. And no, short reins. And little bit by little bit, playing by playing, fixing by fixing. And that's okay that it takes a really long time for me because I'm learning and playing and processing. But I could, you know, eventually I felt, we'll see on the video, that he was, you know, taking the contact, so I could short my rein, play with him out there. And, you know, all of a sudden I could see in the mirror, I had a really, really nice trot, I think. So we'll see. We shall see. Then the second part is like a real hard thing for me to say, and it requires a lot of honesty, which I don't mind being honest. It's more, this is my three-year-old come out. So a lot of my problems in my riding is I'm a little bit like a three-year-old. I'm very impatient, very demanding, very tantrumy. I want it. I'm not waiting. So the goal of this session was to jog. And Alicia and I had worked on sitting trot. And she said, do the first part of the session next time you ride. Do not do the sitting trot portion. And I knew what she said, and I knew what she wanted, and I knew why, and I still did some sitting trot. So I'm owning up to the fact, and I was like, oh, I'll just do it at the end and I can cut the video. But I'm not gonna do that, because part of me changing and part of me growing up and part of me being the Grand Prix Olympic dressage rider that I want to be is changing. Ugh. You know, we're humans, we don't want to change. But guess what, guys? I've been trying to ride horses for 20 years and go to the Olympics and get 80% in Grand Prix, and I haven't done it yet. So I better fucking change everything about what I'm doing, how I'm thinking, how I'm attacking this, because I've tried and tried and tried and tried doing it my way, and it just doesn't work. So I haven't changed enough to absolutely follow orders, but at least I'm owning up that I thought about completely cheating and lying and just cutting the video so I could have some fun. I still did it, but I'm owning up to the fact, and I'm going to explore, I can't think right now, why I did that, why I felt the need to progress. Like, and it's not progressing, but it's in my head. It's like, I just want to, I have a very strong compulsion to check. In lots of things, you know, I love to weigh myself 3 times a day, just checking. I love to, you know, can I just do 15 once? Just want to check that they're there. And that's been a real bone of contention between Alicia and I, because when you train with Alicia, like, she'll go, cool, you know, we don't need to look at the flying change. The flying change will be there. The ones will be there, or the PF will be there from this work. And I've seen it and experienced it so many times now. I fully trust her and believe that. I do believe that. The tricks are there, but there's this part of me that goes, I just want to play. I just want to see. And I don't know if it's I want to play, or I don't know if it's I want to see. So I'm going to unpack that and play with that. But thought that would be useful. Let me know if that was useful, and I'll send the video soon. Okay, bye.